The Touching the Trail Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Touching the Trail Podcast, our weekly ritual of peace, presence, and perseverance. This week's episode is episode 176. And before we jump into what I'm going to be talking about today, I just want to take care of a little business. Now, there are two ways that you can support Touching the Trail. The first is that you can go to touchingthetrail.com/donate to donate to the show. And the second way is that you can go to targetreleaserecovery.com to pick up your very own Basecamp and Peak handheld deep tissue massage tools. And both those links are in the show notes. Now, this past weekend, I went home back to LA from here in San Luis Obispo and back down to Los Angeles for Mother's Day. And it really got me thinking a lot about the people that I have in my circle, I guess you could say. And when I say circle, I mean the friends and the family that surround me, that I truly do call friends and family, the people that fulfill me and support me and encourage me to be better and to work to be better. And that circle are the people that I hang out with, the people that I love, the people that I rely on, the people that I connect with. And that circle is always shifting. It's always changing in life throughout over the years. It's, you know, I'm adding new friends or I'm moving on from old ones that I just don't really connect with anymore. And it's always a shifting, constantly shifting process. But that ebb and flow really even applies to my family, and not my immediate family, not like my mom or my dad or my sister. They're always there for me. However, there are many in my extended family, both on my mom's and on my dad's side, who are unfortunately not in my circle anymore because the relationship was negative or just non-fulfilling and largely detrimental. And letting those family members go from the people that are around me, from my circle, as I'm calling it here, was not usually the result of, at all, the result of a big fight or conflict of some sort or anything like that. Instead, really, for each of those family members, I just slowly came to the realization that the relationship, even though they were blood, sure, I just came to realize that our relationship was not healthy or positive for me. And it just wasn't a good place to be, and it was smarter to move on. And for other family members that had different situations, I guess you could say, they never even made the effort to have a relationship with me in the first place. And so really they were, for all intents and purposes, never in my circle to begin with. And so it is a situation where I have just had to be honest with myself and say who is a positive influence and who isn't, and move on from those who aren't and connect deeper with those who are. And as I've learned more about myself and about those around me, I have come to a better understanding, I guess you can say, of who I want to surround me, of who will be positive, a positive influence, who will be fulfilling to me. And I've realized as the kind of person that I am, that I just don't really need a bunch of people around me. So it's ended up where I have a small circle. I have some close friends and I have my immediate family, and I don't really need anything more than that. I'm trying, yes, to make more friends, obviously, but it's not a situation where I feel that I need to have a massive group of friends to be happy. I just want and need and have some close friends, a handful of close friends who mean a lot to me. But I don't need a huge social network, I guess you can say. It's resulted in a kind of a situation where with that small circle, they are the people that I turn to for advice and support, and they to me as well. And as it should be, that's how social interaction works. That's how life works, of having those people around you who support you. At least ideally that's how it works, and that's how I've made my life, to have these people around me who do support me and who do encourage me to be better. And that is exactly what I did a couple weeks ago, is turn to one of those people in my circle for support and for advice. I turned to my dad. He took a trip from LA up to SLO here on the train a few weeks ago, and he stayed for the weekend. That's the first time he did that, and it was a blast. It was great to have him up here, and we had a wonderful time running and hanging out just all around the Central Coast. The case just was that on that first day, really, that he was there, I was largely distracted and really depressed, honestly, I guess is the word, because I was struggling with some emotions that I've been battling a lot recently, mainly feeling lost in moving forward with things like touching the trail or target release or my writings, with running physically, like lost in my running ability of what I can accomplish. Feeling lost with what I'm working towards in terms of school and life, feeling lost with where I'm headed in terms of school and life. And I recognize definitely that these are normal feelings to be processing at this age, at this time in anybody's life, but I was still letting them distract and largely control me, and it was clouding my enjoyment of my time here with my dad when he was visiting. And I was not enjoying, I didn't apply a present mindset to take full advantage of my dad visiting me here in SLO, something I've wanted for a long time. And finally, when it happened, I was distracted and down. And so I needed to talk to somebody, and my dad was there, and so obviously I talked to him. And we talked about it while we were running, which is where we get most of our meaningful conversations done. As I'm sure you're not surprised, we run together a lot. And I told him how I had been feeling, why I had been subdued and distracted for that first day. I told him what had been bothering me the past couple of weeks. And he and I proceeded to explore and really delve into why I had been feeling that way and how I could solve it. He gave me advice on how I could take better advantage of my time here in college, how I could be more present and therefore enjoy my time here more, how I could be more social, obviously, because that is something I do want to apply more in my life up here. We delved into it all, and we really broke down where I was at emotionally, mentally, spiritually, everything, and what I can do to work towards a happier place, a better place. And then after our talk, and we didn't even take up the whole run to talk, I had a wonderful time adventuring the mountains there with my dad, and then we went on to have a wonderful rest of the weekend. And I truly enjoyed the rest of the weekend, and I enjoyed the day, that first day that he was up here as well, but again, I was distracted and I was down. And after that conversation, I was able to really be present during that weekend, to really just be there with my dad and have a fun time while he was up here in SLO, and really enjoy all aspects of his visit. And without having his support and his wisdom, his advice, I definitely would not have been present or happy that weekend, really, in the way that I was after our conversation, and probably that down moment would have continued into the weeks following. But after our conversation, these past couple of weeks have been absolutely amazing. I've been really enjoying in a different way, in a better way, again, my time here in SLO, my time here in college, what's available to me, largely because of that conversation and the tactics that I applied after we talked, mainly having a consistent journaling practice and having a consistent meditation practice. Now, the meditation side, I haven't been as consistent on. It's something I need to work on, but I have been journaling almost every day, and that's really, really helped. And just even just the conversation itself, having that conversation with my dad really opened up a lot of different perspectives for me and a lot of different viewpoints on how to approach my time here in school and just life in general, that it definitely did help me reevaluate and redefine my approach that weekend and in the weeks since. And kind of what I'm trying to say by this, telling you this anecdote, this story, is that those people who surround you, those people that are in your circle, your honestly supportive friends and family, they're there to support you, and you're there to support them. And really, the reminder, or kind of just the little tidbit in today's episode, is to rely on that, is to trust in their support, to trust in their love and their care for you, and to not be afraid to share your struggles and your demons with those that mean the most to you, because they're definitely willing to hear you and to listen to you and to help, as my dad was, as my friends are, as whoever may be. They're there for me and I'm there for them. And the same goes for you, whoever might be in your circle. But you also need to remember, as I mentioned a little earlier, you need to remember to put in the work to acknowledge the people who are currently in your circle that aren't really positive influences in your life, that aren't fulfilling you and supporting you and moving you forward in a positive direction. Those people you need to let go. You need to move on because they should not be the ones that have that to occupy that space of advice and of care in your life if it is a negative space because of them. And it might be hard to recognize that with some people that mean a lot to you and you love them in many senses, but they might still be a negative influence. And especially with those people, you need to move on and you need to let them go. And that's what I did with a lot of friends throughout the years and a lot of extended family throughout the years, is recognize that knowing them and really, maybe that sounds a little too harsh, but just having them in my circle is really the best way to put it, was not a positive thing. And so moving forward, I found over the years of the people that I've done that with that I've been much happier after I have stepped forward and stepped on. You should not let yourself be surrounded by people who bring you down. And that is a thing that we all know, but it's just good to be reminded of it because it is so true. You should only really surround yourself at all with people that help bring you up, that support you and that care for you and that look after you and help you to be better. That is something that I've recognized in my life and something that my dad demonstrated just a few weeks ago when we had that big conversation in our run. And that he demonstrates all the time when I talk to him, that my mom demonstrates, that my sister demonstrates, that my friends demonstrate. It's all part of having a healthy friendship, a healthy, you know, family relationship, is having that support and that care and you also providing it for those around you and being that ear to listen and to give advice on ways to move forward, what avenues to take in solving the struggles and the demons that this person that means a lot to you might be facing at that moment. It's something really to consider going forward, because it's something that we can easily forget, that we maybe take it for granted, or we ignore it, or we just don't put that much work or time into it. But those interactions, those relationships, those friendships are vital to living a healthy life. And when you forget those, or when you just kind of put them by the wayside, it detrimentally affects you, whether you recognize it or not consciously. It's there and it's eating away at you. And so when you reach out to those people and they reach out to you and you're both there for each other in whatever context that might be, it's definitely a healthier way to live your life and a healthier way to move forward and be better, as we always talk about here on Touching the Trail. So if you want to find out more about what Touching the Trail is up to, then you can go to touchingthetrail.com, where you can read the writings, you can read the resources on meditation, on food, and on readings, and you can sign up for the Touching the Trail Weekly, the newsletter that I send out every weekend, where you will get a free downloadable vegan ebook when you sign up, and you will also get every week a weekly book recommendation, a spiritual quote breakdown, and a weekly challenge to help you better yourself. If you ever have any questions or comments, or if you just want to talk, feel free to reach out to me via the contact form on the website. I'm always listening. And you can follow us on social media at Touching the Trail on Twitter. At Touching the Trail on Instagram, at Touch the Trail on Twitter, and the Touching the Trail page on Facebook. That's it. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to subscribe to the show. Make sure to share it out with your friends and your family and your coworkers. And if you're loving the show every week, make sure to leave a review and let me know that you're out there and that you're listening and that it's helping you be better. If you want to help support the show, you can go to touchingthetrail.com/donate to donate to the show. And again, you can do however much you want, but the show is built and based in the Buddhist concept of dana, of generosity, of giving. And so I need your help to continue to move this forward. You can also go to targetreleaserecovery.com to pick up your very own Basecamp and Peak. Now these are functional, affordable, unique, and handmade, handheld deep tissue massage tools. And all those links are in the show notes, as always. So it was a shorter episode this week, but it was a quick and simple and straightforward reminder of an important concept that we can too often forget in day-to-day life. So just going forward this week, remember to trust in those that surround you, to trust in your circle if they're positive influences, and to work and to learn to recognize those that aren't positive influences and move on from those people. And as always, please remember to go far, go further, and I will see you all next week on the Touching the Trail podcast. Thank you. The Touching the Trail podcast.